For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello and welcome back to the Arty Friends podcast. This is Allison.
And this is Kara.
Today we're continuing our How to Thrive in 2025 series with today's focus on social wellness. We're going to be talking about 10 ways to improve your social life and feel less lonely in the year ahead. But first, as always, we'll catch up, share our peaks of the week, and then we'll get into it. If you're new here, I also want to say this is our format where we always do a catch up at the beginning of the episode. Sometimes it's like 10, 15, 20 minutes. If that's not your cup of tea, you can always fast forward. Someone messaged me over the weekend and they were like, the intro's so long. Like, I just wanted to get to the topic. And I'm like, well, we're already friends. This is part of our show. We catch up at the beginning. So if you're new here and you don't care about that and you don't know Kara and I personally, or you don't care, you don't have time, in every episode of our 200 and some episodes, you can just fast forward 20 minutes in and get to the topic.
Period. Allison's standing on business today. I love it.
Said what needed to be said.
Yes. Well, anything new with you? What's going on in your life?
Well, big update. You guys are going to kill me, especially if you guys are a loyal listener over the last year. I moved again. And I like,
oh my gosh, I'm not going to kill you, but that's a major update.
It's a major update because last week I was not planning on moving. Like, I literally just posted a reel on my Instagram of my apartment, my old apartment now. Like, it looked perfect. I was obsessed with it. And something popped up where I had the opportunity to move into a two bedroom, and it was like a now or never. And I don't know if I've told you guys, but Clay is moving down here March 1st. And my old apartment was just like a one bedroom, and it was beautiful and it was perfect for me. And it like held me and brought me into my Tulum era in like such a beautiful way. But I did feel like if Clay moves down, like I felt like he was going to be moving into, quote, my apartment for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, that was my space. I decorated it. There was one closet, one bathroom. It was just small. It was perfect for me. And when the opportunity popped up in my same building to move into this two bedroom, it was like the only chance I was probably going to get for this to happen. And, you know, it's like end of February right now. I was like, it feels like it makes sense. So the one I moved into is three floors. It's way bigger. You walk in, kitchen on the main floor, laundry, bathroom. Second floor, another bedroom, balcony, bathroom. Third floor, roof, pool, bedroom, bathroom, like big storage closet. So it will just be so much better, especially since we both like work from home, to have all of that space. And if our friends and family want to come visit, then we have the space to do so. But like, emotionally, I'm not that excited about it. Like, I should be. The space is like legitimately better. It's way bigger. I have a roof pool, but I'm still really grieving like that. And it was just so sudden. And I'm like still traumatized from getting moved out of my new wave space that I'm like, why did the universe ask me to move again? But it needed to happen. So this is, I've only been here one day, basically over the weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like, still need to add all the special touches and everything. And we can get more into it in the home wellness episode. And maybe that'll be good timing because I will be actively going through that process of how now, once again, for like the eighth time this year, I'm making an apartment my home. But it'll be good in time.
That might be a record of people I know moving to new apartments in 1 year.
I know. I'm putting my foot down. I'm like, I already told the guy. I was like, 1 year from now, like bare minimum, like March 2026. Do not let me leave.
But it looks, that sounds like it's going to be a good space. And yeah, that two bedrooms is nice, especially if you guys have different schedules and stuff.
Exactly. And yeah, especially us both working from home now in the different floors. That way we can kind of go into our different chambers at different parts of the day. We would have definitely been like living on top of each other in the other unit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's exciting. And thank goodness it's in the same building. When you said move at first, I'm like, what the heck? When did this happen? How did you pull this off? But moving to a different unit, that is definitely more, and not great still, but definitely more manageable for sure.
I know. Like I obviously wasn't going to go get moving boxes and stuff. So I basically was just taking like a handful of items at a time across and my body is so sore. Like I did so many trips, just okay, blender and coffee pot. Okay, 10 clothing items, like one at a time.
Wow.
But, yeah, that happened all of a sudden.
Okay, well, this is all very exciting. Any other updates? Anything else going on?
Well, prior to moving, I moved Saturday. Today's Monday. I had a very well-rounded, nice week. Got a lot of work done. Put in some hours on my laptop following our pro tip from last week that we gave of working at hotels. I literally was just at a nice hotel every workday last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Getting in the environment, networking, doing the thing. And then Friday, which was Valentine's Day, I was like, you know what? I worked hard this week, taking the day off from work, rewarding myself. So I got a pedicure. I really went shopping. I bought a lot of new clothes. I found this slow living store. Like the woman that owns it was like working there and she designs everything and the fabrics are like intentionally sourced. So it was very up my alley. And I got quite a few like staple closet pieces. And then a couple more things for the home because I realized I was going to be moving the next morning. And then my friend and I went to a rooftop for sunset and dinner, and we closed that place down. We were there till like 1 o'clock in the morning. And to bring it full circle, she moved in to my old place.
Oh, fun.
Yes. I'm sure you guys will end up hearing a lot more about her and everything, but we met like 2 weeks ago. She is from Indiana, was looking for a place here and like loved my building, but she's just herself. And so we were like, wait, I can move into the two bedroom. You can move into the one bedroom. This will all work out and make sense. And I knew the two bedroom was going to get scooped up so fast because I had to like, it wasn't even supposed to be on the market. Basically, the guy that owns it, just some plans changed. So it wasn't even like available. Like I just know because I'm here and talk to them. I was like, fuck, okay. Like, let's do it today, right now. And so I moved everything over, cleaned, and it all happened like Saturday afternoon.
And then hopefully yesterday you got to chill and recover.
Yeah, yesterday I took mushrooms because I was like, I got to integrate into my new space. We need to like bond together. I had such a social week going to the hotels and moving. I was like, I am staying in my new place, setting everything up, getting it cleaned, Palo Santoing. And if you guys listen to the physical wellness episode, I talked about how Peaches is like traumatized from all my moving. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to fuck her up so bad. Like she hates the new apartment. She's like so keeps trying to go back to the other unit. Like every time I take her out to go to the bathroom, she just runs to my old door. I'm like, no, come here. She's not used to all. It's really sad. I have to like walk over and like pick her up and carry her home. So yesterday I was like, I gave her CBD and I'm like, no, this is our home now. Like, I'm sad too. Don't worry, but we're going to love it. So in the roof pool, I didn't even like put water in it yet. We were just like sitting inside the pool, like in a blanket, consoling her, like inside the bottom of the pool.
Oh my gosh. You two are one and the same. That's so funny.
I know.
She likes her girl pad.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we're adjusting. It's going to be fine. I still have to get a fridge. But yeah, once again, moved. And I promise you guys I won't do it again because I don't want you to have to hear about it ever again. And that's it for me this morning. How about you? How was Florida?
Florida was good. Just got back from Naples. I had never been there before. And a lot of people were surprised when I posted that it was my first time. But Naples is so bougie. Have you been?
No. Where geographically in Florida is it?
It's on the West Coast. So
okay,
it's you fly into Fort Myers and then you go like 30 minutes south. And it's like billionaire paradise. Like so many billionaires go there now. I guess it's one of the best private airports to fly into. I randomly was at coffee and was talking to people next to me. And they were telling me how a bunch of billionaires have just gone to Naples and how it's Naples is like their top destination. And we were like speculating. We're like, wow, yeah, I wonder why. And then the guy behind us goes, yeah, I can just park my private jet. It's really easy. We park it and then we just get out and you're at your house in 5 to 10 minutes. He's like, it's the best private airport for your jet. I'm like, oh my God, they're just among us. Like this guy. And then he's like, got up and left. And the guy next to me was like, what do you do, bro? He's like, I'd have to kill you if I told you. I'm like, what is going on? So it was fun. I went and we stayed at the Ritz, which was, that was my peak of the week, or it was one of my highlights of last week's episode because it was a surprise. I had no idea that we were working at the Ritz and basically just hung out there all week. And then I stayed an extra day, got an Airbnb that was in walking distance. So then I just like kept hanging out at the Ritz because I'm like, all the staff already kind of like recognized me. So I'm blending in and I just went back and hung out at the beach. And then my flight got canceled because of a snowstorm. So I had to extend again and just went back. I'm like, I feel lame going back to the Ritz, but I was also in North Naples. So I feel like all the main Naples spots are a little bit more south. And if I wanted to go, it's like a lot of shopping and restaurants and stuff. It was going to be like a $20 Uber. So I'm like, I could just walk to this compound that I know is nice. And I know that I can hang out at the beach there and they have good food and stuff. Or I could Uber. I'm like, I don't want to pay for an Uber. And so that's what I did. And it was so nice. So much sun. I got a little bit of a tan. That was great. And yeah, the last couple of days I worked, like you said, worked at the hotel. I found a little rocking chair on the porch and just sat there with my laptop for like 5 hours. And then once I got a lot of work done, I went and hung out. They have like a little beach bar and I sat there. But yeah, I guess my peak of the week, I can just say, I met a family who was from the same small town that my family's from in Pennsylvania. And it was so weird. Like the daughter went to the same college as my parents. They knew my cousin just bought a restaurant, Fireside Inn, if anyone ever wants to go. Fireside Inn, it's near Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And they're like, we know the Fireside Inn. Like we used to go all the time. Love to go now that it's the new owners. I'm like, yes, go and tell my cousin that you met me. And yeah, it was just funny. We were like talking about all these different places in Pennsylvania. And they invited me out to dinner and they bought my dinner. So it was really nice. I'm like, what the heck?
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, like
what are the chances?
I know. So that's what hanging out at the hotels. That's what it gets you. Just meeting new people, being social. I guess that ties in today's topic. So yeah, that was my peak, meeting new people and having a nice meal with them.
Amazing. Also love that you were able to get some sun. I'm sure that that's like a boost to your spirits in the midst of this winter.
Yes. And it was really nice because the last day there, I got asked to go back. So I'm going back next week, at the end of next week.
No way.
And yes. And yeah, I get to have some more sun and it'll be really, really nice.
Dang. Congrats on getting also, that job project gig.
Thank you. Yeah. Just like a nice little freelance gig. It's nice. Oh, I guess one more update, which I'll share more on my TikTok, Instagram. I'm doing a lifting Legree program for 12 weeks called 123 Legree. My brother-in-law, Julian, invented it. He made it for my wedding last year. It was like the training regimen that I did before my wedding. So I wanted to be super fit. I always said I wanted to train for something. And so last year it was training for my wedding and just eating really diligently, working out literally 5-6 days a week. And I'm doing it again. So if anyone is interested or wants to do it with me, I'll link it in the show notes. But it's 12 weeks. You do 3 Legree classes a week and then you lift 2 days. It's kind of intense. I'm a little nervous, but the results are amazing. You get really, really fit really quick. You start to see results like 6 weeks in. So I will be
doing
that. You
looked really good for your wedding, for sure.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I tried really hard. So, and yeah, like no drinking. Well, that's not part of the routine. But if you really want the best results, like I didn't drink at all leading up to my wedding, really. And yeah, just like tried to eat really well. So I'm doing that again because I'm like, you know what? Summer body is made in winter. So that's what we're doing.
I love that. Amazing. Yeah. And you said you'll link that in the show notes for them.
Yes. So if you want to do it with me, let me know.
Amazing.
What's your peak of the week?
My peak would be the energy of the last week. I just feel like I was in a flow state for like 7 full days. And I feel like in the past, when I would like start to get into that, I would either get tired of being in such a creative, abundant way and my limiting beliefs would like stop me or something. And I'm trying to just ride this wave of like, I deserve all this abundance. All of these things come to me. And last night I went out to dinner by myself. I was still kind of in my little mushroom journey. And I took Peaches for a walk and I was like, okay, where do I want to go for dinner? And I was like sitting on my moped and I'm like, okay, energy, just take me wherever I'm meant to go. And I pulled up to this place I've never been to before. And immediately, like, this worker comes out and he's like playing with Peaches. And it was just such a welcoming energy that I was like, yes, okay, this is the spot. I go in. They had a DJ. I got there at like 9:45 on a Sunday. There's this like sick DJ playing. There's this woman like with Copal, she's burning it, walking around. It was like electric. It was so busy, but not overwhelming busy. And the reason I wanted to go out to dinner was to work on my new vision board. But I have this new hack for a vision board that's insane, but I'll wait to share it in the spiritual wellness episode. But I was like calling in a scene to work on this in like the most optimal environment, essentially. And right when I sat down at the table, this song that was my favorite song in college, like I would listen to it when I was working on creative projects for like 5 hours. Like I would just play it on repeat. And the music video of it is basically the same format of how I wanted to do this video vision board thing. And I literally like almost started crying. Like it was so crazy that I just felt like, wow, life is really a game and you really do just like create your reality. And whatever you want can just come through. And then even the manager who works like directly with the owner, and the owner was there, they were like, we really need someone to help us with like social media and marketing. Like the person we have is just like not doing it. And I'm like, I didn't even say anything. Like I'm just sitting here and I don't necessarily like want to do it, but it was just crazy like having that energy of like abundance and opportunities flowing in and then being able to pick and choose like what I want to partake in. And my goal is to like keep riding that and not think that I'm like undeserving or need to pause or backpedal on any of this, if that makes sense.
1000%. Random thought. Maybe it was busy because it's a holiday weekend. You know, today's a holiday in the US. I feel like there's 8 million holidays lately. So that was my random thought. I'm like, oh, like Connor has off. All of my friends have off today, which is so funny. So maybe people went down for the weekend.
You're right. We've had so many holidays. It was like Martin Luther King, then the Super Bowl, and now this. I feel like the Sunday Mondays have felt very strange this month. And I'm not even in the US, but the trickle down still comes here for sure.
I feel like it gets us through the cold winters. It's like all these random holidays. Because then once it gets warm, life is fine. But I feel like we need these because it's dark and depressing over here.
I know. Okay. Oh my God, last thing. I have a flight booked back to Omaha on Wednesday that I booked like a while ago because I was like, oh, you know, haven't been home since Christmas. That'll probably be time 2 months in. And I saw on my friend's stories this morning, like this like really big snowstorm. And I'm like, maybe I canceled that trip. Maybe I don't need to go back.
Literally don't. Yeah, there's a winter storm warning until like Wednesday or Thursday or something. So,
yeah, we'll see. It's just, it's not calling to me right now at all. And like, how I was saying the energy is like flowing and it's so good. I'm like, do I want to like pause this and go back to Omaha and like sleep on my friend's couch? I don't know.
No.
Might just stay and float. Yeah.
Okay. Listener peaks. Let's see. Ashlyn said backpacking in Southeast Asia and met the best group of friends while hiking. Okay. That's amazing. What a fun time.
And Kylie said baby mooned in Hawaii. That's adorable. Sounds super magical. I hope it was the best time.
Another baby one. Nicole said, meeting the first baby of my college friend group. Wow. Congratulations to your friend.
And staying on brand with childhood friends and babies and all the things. Max said, visiting London and reuniting with a childhood friend. Iconic. That sounds like so much fun. As always, send in your piece of the week on our Instagram story box every Monday at Artie Friends Podcast.
Okay. Something I've been diving into and learning more about are hormone disruptors and how there's over 1,000 disruptors daily in our lives. Things in our food, our water, the air we breathe, our clothes, our skincare, all of these things mess up our hormones, and our bodies also go through natural hormonal changes. But with all of this, it does not mean that we have to suffer through it. And the good news is that there is a product out there to help. It's called Hormone Harmony, and they are a sponsor of the show. Hormone Harmony is a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for all women who are struggling with PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon, and there's a reason that it has over 30,000 positive reviews, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. So if you resonate with any of these symptoms, any of these issues, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code ALREADYFRIENDS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code ALREADYFRIENDS to get your Hormone Harmony and start to feel more like yourself. Again, ALREADYFRIENDS at happymammoth.com for 15% off. Thanks to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring the show.
You guys know we're all about how to thrive in 2025 this year. And if you're ready to optimize your nutrition, Factor is here to help. Factor is a sponsor of the show, and they have chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. So Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared. It's perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You can lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals, and that is based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. So results will vary depending on your diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. And Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. So reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that you cannot beat. I'm telling you guys, the convenience is the biggest factor for me. Factor for Factor. I love that they just ship everything straight to your house. You just pop the meals in your fridge, and then whenever you're ready to go, you just throw in the microwave. It cannot be easier to stick with those wellness goals. Eat smart with Factor. Get started today at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Getting into the topic of 10 ways to improve your social life and to feel less lonely in 2025. You guys know that we are continuing that 8 Dimensions of Wellness series, and social wellness is one of those that is on there. For some people, it might come very naturally. For others, this might be an area that you definitely can work on and improve this coming year. And I always plug this episode, but the episode we had on social wellness with Dr. Chelsea Shields to this day has still blown my mind. And I go back and listen to it and just really soak in all that information. But the biggest takeaway I had from the episode was just how much of an impact your social wellness has in all the other areas of your life, especially your physical wellness, your mental wellness, your emotional wellness. So having a good social wellness directly impacts your mental and emotional health. Just some facts for you. Strong social connections reduce feelings of loneliness, anxiety, and depression, because of course, having people to lean on and talk to, you know, during a stressful week or stressful day, that obviously boosts your happiness and emotional resilience. And a study highlighted that people in neighborhoods with higher social cohesion report fewer mental health problems compared to those in less cohesive areas. So neighborhoods that are more tight-knit, where people know each other, versus very isolated communities.
And I'm experiencing that firsthand. That was literally why I wanted Liz to move into my old apartment, because I'm like, I love my life here and it's very wellness-oriented in the other dimensions, but I miss that strong community tie. And there's another unit that I'm actually having this other girl move into. And I'm like, I want to create like a little community in my building here of like-minded people, because I've noticed wellness on your own can feel a little bit more like a chore. It's still fulfilling and rewarding, but when you're living a health-oriented lifestyle with other people, it's so much more fun. And the accountability, it makes it like an experience rather than like something on your to-do list.
1000%. Just a few other benefits of having a good, you know, social wellness routine. Yeah, again, that physical health and longevity. It lowers your risk of having chronic illnesses to have strong social ties, which is crazy. I mean, you're right. If you're surrounding yourself with people, I don't know, that are positive and uplifting, I feel like that's just going to increase your chances of maybe working out or being social in a physical sense, like going to a dance class or going on walks together. Studies reveal that individuals with strong social ties have a 50% increased likelihood of survival over time compared to those with weaker connections. I feel like I remember Dr. Chelsea Shields saying this, that you are less likely to die if you have good social connections, which is so crazy.
It's that tribe mentality.
Yeah. And just, I think she even said, like, loneliness kills more than cigarettes. I feel like it's just like you're withering away, which is so sad. And we definitely want to get to the opposite of that. A few other ones, personal growth opportunities. Of course, your social network can introduce you to new perspectives, ideas, and opportunities. We're all about networking on the Already Friends podcast, and just an increased sense of belonging and purpose. A lack of social connection is associated with a 30% increase of early death compared to smoking and obesity, like we just said. And then humans are wired for connection. Being a part of a community or group where you feel valued and understood gives life more meaning. Well, with all that, with all that crazy statistics, and again, if you want more, go listen to our episodes with Dr. Chelsea Shields. Let's get into those 10 ways to improve your social life so that you can get those benefits of optimism, having a tribe, having a community, and so you don't have any of those negative attributes.
All right. So one of the first ways is saying yes to things even when you're uncomfortable. It's really easy to get in your head and be like, oh, I'm not my best self today, or I don't have money to go do this thing, or I don't have time. I have these other areas of wellness I need to be focusing on. I need to go to the gym. I need to make money. I need to clean my house. But a lot of times, at least for myself, when I'm getting in my head and I'm isolated and starting to kind of trip like that, the social activity is exactly what I need to like snap me out of that, of being like, no, life is like happening out in the world. Like, go live your life. That is where those connections and the networking and the mind-blowing experiences happen that just end up unfolding. And of course, I still love being a homebody, but I feel like when you look back on like the most meaningful things of your life, it's those things that all came into your orbit and you're like, okay, yes, like I'll do it. Let's go. Rather than feeling like imposter syndrome or having doubts or fears and not saying yes to those things. And of course, like, you know, have boundaries and don't say yes to things that you feel unsafe or out of alignment on. But two quick examples of things that I said yes to recently that were really transformative. One, at the time, seemed small. Someone invited me to this cacao dance ceremony thing. And I didn't even know when they invited me, like what I was getting into, but they were like, no, it's starting in like 10 minutes. Like, let's just go. We like met literally on a patio and I went, and it was one of my favorite nights I've had in Tulum ever, and introduced me to a whole new circle of people that now, like, I have dinner tonight with one of the girls that I met through this community. And then a few months ago when I met the Argentinian guys and we were like, let's go skydiving, and we went. Now when I have harder things in my day that are smaller, I'm like, bitch, you jumped out of a plane. Like, this is not scary, this thing you have to do. Like, we've done crazier stuff. Like, you can do it. And you can use those experiences to lean back on when, like, the going gets tough or you feel afraid. You're like, we've gone to scarier social wellness events in the past. Like, it's fine. Just go have dinner with this person.
1000%. A few I can think of. When I got a DM, I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago, from a gal who had just moved to St. Louis and she was working a travel job. And she said that she had a friend that had heard about me and thought we were very similar. So she reached out to get coffee. Well, then that friend became literally one of my best friends, my friend Jane, just from her messaging me, see if we wanted to get coffee, connect as another travel girly in St. Louis. Then we went on trips together and we hung out all the time in St. Louis. And I'm like, wow, just from that one DM and me saying yes, it led to an amazing friendship. We're still very good friends. And I don't know, you never know what's going to lead from getting out of your comfort zone. Maybe you're not someone who is very extroverted, but going ahead and just saying yes and just seeing what happens. I feel like you rarely regret going into a situation like that and just taking the leap. And then, of course, even just last week when I said yes to going out to dinner, at first I was like, no, I don't want to intrude on your family dinner. I think I said no literally 8 times and they kept insisting. So I'm like, okay, fine. And that was great. And now I'm going to be back there in 2 weeks. And now me and the girl, she's my age, she's literally 28. And she does like something very similar to me as well. We're going to go play pickleball when I'm down there. So I'm like, now I have a friend in Naples. And it's just so crazy. How many doors are open when you just say yes? Okay, number two, this is one that's my favorite. Be the orchestrator and take initiative. So if you're feeling extra lonely, feel like you don't have your people, stop sitting around and waiting for everyone else to invite you, because if you haven't learned, you cannot control other people's actions. You have to take power into your own hands. So take the lead in planning social gatherings and be the person who organizes a brunch on the weekends or a little weekly game night, a walk in the park on the weekend. Just be the one that makes those opportunities to find the connections and makes you the connector, makes you the one that's the social person, because you can be the person that invites everyone and is the one that gets everyone together instead of waiting around kind of sulking and why don't I ever get invited to things? Be the orchestrator.
Oh, and being the orchestrator is so rewarding. Like when people start connecting and doing things on their own, you're like, oh, I was like a creator in this. Like I was someone who helped facilitate this and making this happen. And a lot of times when I'm doing the invite extending, I try to give specific ideas, but also leave it open. So for example, this one girl I met here who's amazing, I shouted her out a few weeks ago where I was like, I want more girlfriends. And then her and I just like met at a cafe and she was like, let's hang out this week. And I was like, okay, yes. Like one, I want to try this new Pilates studio that opened. Two, there's a free outdoor movie night at Hotel Panamera. Three, beach walk. Or four, up for anything else that you might want to be doing. That way it was kind of like, oh, if you need to get a workout in, we could go work out together. If you're just trying to chill at the beach, down for that too. Or if you want to do something longer, like we can go to this movie activity night. And I feel like people respond pretty well to that when you give them options, because maybe she doesn't want to go to a Pilates class. Like if I only gave her that one option, maybe she wouldn't be interested in doing that. But trying to help give enough structure that you're not just putting all the pressure on them to come up with something. You came up with some ideas, but letting them choose from the list what resonates with them and their schedule or whatever they have space for.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of my favorite ways I've been the orchestrator is having little clubs, I guess. One of my favorite ones we're doing tonight is watching The Bachelor and getting people together, just because that's so easy and everyone has probably already watched The Bachelor with other people in their life. So it's kind of like a normal girly activity to get people together over orchestrating walks with friends or a brunch club. One of the other really easy ones that I like to do is just think of like-minded people. So if I have a bunch of photographer friends or travel friends, I'll just pick 3 or 4 of them and ask if they all want to get coffee together. So then we can all meet each other as like-minded people. That's really fun. But yeah, think of a hobby or something that you all can like connect over. I think that's the easiest way. So I think a book club, people are always loving getting invited to book clubs or always try to go if they get invited, or yeah, like a TV show or something. I feel like that's an easy way to get people together.
Absolutely. And the third one, put yourself in places to be social. So if you're feeling lonely and you're sending out invites, nothing's sticking, you're not getting responses, or you feel like you're not getting invited to things, literally just go to places where there's other people and be receptive to people coming up to you. So like, don't be on your phone. Maybe you sit there with a journal. Maybe you just sit there. Maybe you go up to the bar. People will eventually talk to you. Like we keep saying, hanging out at the hotel bar, no matter where you live, there's these third places. There's bars, there's coffee shops, there's libraries. If you just go and start conversations, people are going to end up engaging with you. And maybe in that specific time, maybe it's only a couple minute conversation. But if you start frequenting these places, going to the same coffee shop, going to the same bar, going to the same workout class, like eventually people will be like, oh yeah, like I always see you. What's your name? And then maybe you end up planning something outside of that together. But I think it's taking that step to nurture those connections and build familiarity with people in those spaces, so that you can build like an actual friendship outside of that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, emphasis on consistency, because that's, like you said, how you start to see the familiar faces or people start to recognize you. And in my experience, yoga studios have always been an amazing place to make friends. Of course, I feel like you need to find one that is very intentional and has that community feel. But I can think of two off the top of my head in St. Louis, where every time I walk in, the yoga instructor is talking to everyone, getting all their names, or already knows everyone's names, very welcoming. People next to each other on their mats are talking after class. So if you're trying to think of a place that you want to go to, I feel like yoga studios are very good at that. And just like niche sports things, I feel like rock climbing gyms, I feel like I know people that do that and like love all their friends from the rock climbing gym. There's like those niche ones I think you need to look into if you're someone who is interested in like the gym route, that have like very good pockets of community.
And two quick tangible tips with that. One kind of hack I do, if I see cool people and I'm like, oh, I want to talk to them, but like, I don't want to just walk up and be like, hi, my name's Allison. I'll be like, oh my God, you guys look so cute. Like, do you want a group photo? Or like, can I take a picture for you? Or if they have a dog, like going up and being like, hey, what's the dog's name? Those are two like easy icebreakers that will just naturally make the conversation unfold, because you're going up complimenting someone and being sweet. So like, it's more likely that they're going to be like, oh my gosh, hi. Like, mm-hmm. What do you want? I literally did that 2 weeks ago. I saw this cute couple and a baby. I was like, you guys look adorable. Can I please take a family photo? And then the next week, the girl and I went and got lunch together, because then we were like, okay, let's exchange Instagrams. And yeah, she was super cool. They live in London. Now they're moving to Spain, but it's like, cool. Now I have a friend in Spain.
Oh, I love that tip. Okay, number four, make sure to be open and approachable. So this is all about body language, because of course it matters. Make sure you're smiling, have eye contact, ask questions about other people and be curious. People are way more likely to talk to you if you that are open to it and you have that appearance that you're warm and inviting, and practice giving those small compliments to people. That's a great conversation starter.
And when I was having coffee this morning, I realized a huge component of social wellness that I wanted to say is being open to receiving the friendship, being open to receiving the invites. Because if someone invites you and you are closed off, it, like, less of it's going to come for one. And two, you're not going to have as good of a time if you're like in this place of fear and doubt. Like, you have to be open to the friendship, to the experience, to being seen, to being loved, to them wanting you to join the group or the one-on-one or the coffee, whatever it is. So not just saying yes to literally the activity, but also saying yes to give yourself permission to receive the invite, and saying yes to enjoy yourself and have the good time.
Going back to the body language, I think, yeah, making sure you're having an approachable posture, attitude, maybe not sitting on your phone, staring down, like looking up, looking around, being present. A good practice that I have been doing lately, it's part of my daily meditation practice, my little book. It talked about having an open heart. And it's hard to explain, but it's a feeling that you can feel when your heart is like closed off. And it's kind of like you're hunching your shoulders over and you're being closed. Having an open heart is like pulling your shoulders back, sitting up, and being open to vulnerability with people and having people come up to you. I feel like you can genuinely feel when your heart is closed off. So throughout the day, if you notice your heart is being closed, practice opening it and just like feeling that you're open to new things and new to people's energy.
Oh my God, I love that. Couldn't agree more. Last night when I went to the restaurant, this is so Tulum, but you could maybe incorporate it at your house before going out somewhere. Cacao is a natural heart opener, and you can just make it with like water or milk and have it hot or cold. But there are ingredients in the cacao that literally open your heart. And so I get to this restaurant and there was like a spiritual Mayan woman with her little cart of cacao, and you walk up and she invites you to sit down, does an energy cleanse, said this blessing, and then I sip cacao. Like, what a crazy experience to be invited into a restaurant in that capacity. So of course, when I sat down, like all of this abundance was going to flow in and these ideas. And I also tried to sit in a way where I was facing the room. And I think that that's a big part of it. If you're going to a space, how can you position yourself in that room that is inviting people to come and connect with you? Like maybe you go more in the middle, or you kind of go by an entrance and face the room so that people can catch your eye, or like they have the opportunity to walk past. If you go over in the corner or you're like facing a wall, it's going to be much harder to naturally engage with someone, whether it's like eye contact or noticing something that can start that conversation. So be aware of that as well when you go into a room. Like, how are you facing to invite stimulation in? And that can work, I think, on the flip side. Like, if you just need alone time, then that's like when I go to a coffee shop and I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit in the corner, headphones in, facing the wall, because I want to be closed right now and just work on my thing. And you can notice that in other people. Like, if you are in these spaces and you see someone who looks open to receiving, they probably want to engage in conversation. And if they're off in the corner doing their own thing, like head in a book, maybe they would just want to be left alone.
Yeah, the headphones is a huge one. If you are trying to connect and you are trying to be open, do not wear your AirPods. Don't wear your headphones. I feel like a laptop with no headphones or a book. I feel like even just being on your phone, anytime someone's on their phone, they're not open, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like scrolling on social media or just anything, it's giving closed off. So put your phone down, have a book, even your Kindle or a laptop with no headphones, you'll be set.
Mm-hmm. Even I usually just journal. Like I write. Mm-hmm. My friend Hillary will just go to a cafe and watercolor. I'm like, you are so cool. I'm like, she brings wow. her little paints and her watercolor journal, and she just sits there and watercolors. You could do a coloring book.
Yeah.
And number five, use social media to build real life connections. Kara and I are a testament to that. We met because of Instagram. I have so many friends that I came together with or was introduced. Someone sent me their profile, something, because of social media. And even though I feel like social media is less genuine now in a way, like it's kind of a business for a lot of people, or you're just trying to grow your brand, I think if you can recognize that these are real people behind these accounts and take whatever they post with a grain of salt and just be like, okay, what would our friendship be like in real life? It can be totally different than how someone portrays themselves online. Because even some of my friends that you would think maybe would be super social because they have a big following are actually more introverted, because to them, they can use social media to be more comfortable, like in the comfort of their own home to post. Or you might have someone who like doesn't post at all because they're just out living their life and they're not the person that's like capturing things. So like with a book, we say, don't judge a book by its cover. I would offer the advice of don't judge a person based off their social media, because they might be totally different in real life.
Yeah. So of course, just finding people who are in your city. TikTok is really good at that. You can kind of get those geographic people. Yeah. Facebook groups, meetups, Bumble BFF. One that I've been seeing a lot lately that I want to try out is Time Left, where you book a spot at a table and then you're at like a random table, like 6 to 8 people all in your city. That's another fun way to meet friends that I've been seeing a lot of lately. So some good ideas for you.
Oh my God, so funny you say the Time Left thing. I also just downloaded the app, but the closest one was in Mexico City. And I literally looked at a flight. It was like $120 for a round trip flight. And I'm like, is that insane to like go to Mexico City just for this dinner when I like live in Tulum with tons of cool people? But I might do it. Like not this week or this month necessarily, but maybe this spring.
They need to sponsor that. Like, don't, or just make good content about it, because that's a really cool idea.
Like, hey, come with me to Mexico City for one dinner, and then we're going to fly back at 11 p.m.
No, you should literally email them that pitch and have them do that with you. That'd be so cool.
Okay, I will. Take a note. Thank you.
Okay, number six. This is a good one that I think is a good tip, is nurture your existing friendships and don't forget about the people that you already have, because friendships require that consistency. They require that care to grow and to flourish. So don't forget the people that you already know and stay in touch, check in, plan some catch-ups, celebrate your friends' milestones, because sometimes it's just deepening those already I don't know, like acquaintance, surface level friendships that are way more rewarding than chasing the new ones. So something that I've been kind of thinking of lately is doing a friendship check-in list and take a few moments and sit down and write down all of the friends that you have in your city. Because for me, I've been feeling a little lonely lately. And I'm like, wait, I literally know so many people. Like, why am I not trying to reach out and like deepen these friendships of all these people that I've met once or twice, these acquaintances? I need to be going and making a list, seeing who I have and reaching out to these people because I know so many people. I just don't have the deeper friendships here because, you know, people move. I have friends that are leaving, going different places. I'm like, oh, I got to fill those spots. Like, I got to replace these people because those people served a very good purpose of having like those deeper friendships that know me really well here. And I'm like, I do not need to go out and seek new people. I literally just need to remember that I know all these people and plan a coffee date with them or get them on a brunch club, dinner club rotation, something like that. So yeah, don't forget the power of just nurturing the friendships you already have.
I definitely agree. And I'm on a similar timeline with that of like, I was saying a few weeks ago, I know so many people here, but I need to deepen those friendships. And I think a big component of it is if you have like a friend group where you meet people at a gym with like a lot of people, at a yoga studio with a lot of people, or you're introduced into another group of friends, I feel like the deepening happens in the one-on-one because that's where you can move from acquaintance level to really getting to know someone and sharing more about yourself. It's really hard in those bigger group settings to like go really deep.
Yeah. My friend Svenja is so good at this. She, you guys need to follow her. Stories matter. Her whole mission is about, yeah, everyone's stories matter. I feel like I brought her up a couple weeks ago, but it was me, her, and our videographer, Connor. We were on a trip. And the very first day, the very first night, I had traveled with both of them before, but just like very, very little. Very first night, she's pulling out these deep questions. Oh yeah, I brought her up for this exact reason. And got us answering all these super deep questions. And our friendships, as us three, probably progressed so much further than some of the people that I've known for like 6 years. Like the way that I'm bonded with these two people is so much more because we answered all these deep questions that I have so many friends that I've known for forever that we just like never get to that, those types of questions. I don't know if it's just like, it feels taboo or it feels weird to get vulnerable people that you've just met, but it is so important and integral to getting close and feeling close to people. So even if you can have like a dinner party where the intention is to like ask those deeper questions, I feel like that is the biggest way that you can nurture your existing friendships is like getting people on board to getting to know each other on like a way deeper level. It's so much better.
Preach. I'm going to piggyback off that one and tie this into number 7, which is say goodbye to friendships that drain you. I remember when we first started the podcast, I went on some rant about how I hate small talk and I just want to like go deep. Now I've kind of healed that and realizing small talk is good for those micro interactions. But with my friends, I'm like, I want to go deep. Like my Mercury is in Scorpio. I have this like penetrating analytical depth with communication where I'm like, it drains me more to just like have floaty small talk that's like skirting around the deeper issues or your real desires or interests. Like to me, if I really connect with someone and we go deep, I can sit there and talk to them for 5 hours. If it's a surface level conversation, like literally 1 minute in, I gotta go. And I feel bad saying this because it's not like a, I think I'm better than you or like deeper is, I don't know. You guys get what I'm trying to say. But recently I met someone. She was very sweet and she really wanted to be friends, but she like was not open. She wouldn't go deep. It just felt very surfacey, very basic, like talking about consumerism shit. And I was just like, I can't, like, this isn't giving me anything. I don't see us being able to be really good friends because I'm exhausted talking to you for just a couple of minutes about this shit that I like don't care about. And I really just kind of had to be okay and not feel guilty, not wanting to spend time with them and declining the hangouts because I was like, there's no point in leading them on essentially that I like want to be friends with them when I don't want to be friends with them. And there are 8 billion people on the planet. And I think it's okay to say that there are people that you don't want to be friends with, just like in a romantic way. You go on a date, let's say you're single and you're looking for a prospective
partner, you're like, ah, we didn't really vibe, not my type, whatever. But if you say it about friends, all of a sudden you're like mean and judgmental. And I think it's okay to just be like, you know, we didn't really click. Like, that's just like not my person. It's not someone I need on my life path right now. It doesn't make them bad. You're just missing each other. You're on different communication or interest or value planes. And rather than conforming or trying to shape yourself for them to like you, be like, do I like them? Is this someone mm-hmm. I want to be around? Because I think now I'm going on a little bit of a tangent, but sometimes we want to be liked so bad. And it kind of goes back to childhood, like especially if you got left out of things or people bullied you or something, that sometimes you're just trying to prove to yourself that this person likes you. When you're like, do I even like them? Like, do I even actually want to be friends with this person? Or do I just want them to validate me that I'm cool and likable?
1000%. And letting go of that friendship is going to leave space for a better connection and someone that you can just finish each other's sandwiches frozen. But no, it really is. It's like, we're not going to match communication styles with every single person. And I feel the same way of like having those friendships where you're over here and they're over there and it just doesn't fit. The puzzle pieces don't fit, and that's okay, because they're going to find someone where the puzzle pieces fit and they can have their own flourishing conversations, and you shouldn't feel bad about that.
Exactly.
Number 8 is work on your self-esteem and your social skills, because to have these flourishing relationships, you have to be confident and you have to be very confident in yourself and how you communicate with other people. So self-esteem can help you approach these social situations with ease and authenticity. So practice being a better question asker, practice being a better listener, show gratitude to the people that you're talking to. Make sure you can articulate your thoughts clearly. And yeah, anyone that has confidence, they are truly magnetic. They're so easy to talk to. They're easy to connect with. So practice being that person. Imagine future you, if you're not confident yet, imagine what future confident, thriving you looks like. And any decision you make throughout the day, frame it as, okay, what would confident Kara do? What would confident future me do in this situation? And that'll help you just naturally become that person and feel good in your skin.
I love that. And I think this one of working on your self-esteem, although it is just as much about developing new skills like communication, listening, body language, I think a big part of it is getting over friendship breakups and being able to open your heart again. Because if you've had a falling out in the past, that can really hurt your self-esteem, because you might think like, I'm a bad friend, or I got hurt in the past. Last time I put myself out there, like I got denied, or I had an experience with betrayal, something. I think that can be a block in being able to open yourself up and to be confident and put yourself out there and take initiative. So reflect on if you've had some painful friendship experiences and see if that's playing into your current ability to make and maintain new friendships.
Absolutely. A little tip I had for this one too is don't forget to look into those tools that help you understand what kind of communicator you are, or even what your strengths are. I feel like knowing how you communicate, what kind of person you are, can help you be more magnetic. So your astrology, your Enneagram, your Myers-Briggs, Dimensional is a really good app for this. I love that app. It combines all of them, and it can just kind of help you understand how you act in those certain social situations so that you can feel really confident in what kind of communicator you are.
Amazing. You said the app is Dimensional?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to get that. And number 9, give more than you take. Be a connector. This entails being generous with your connections and introducing friends to each other, sharing opportunities, supporting other people without expecting anything in return. Taking notes from last week's financial episode of when you just give, it fills your own cup and then naturally more things come back to you. So I think that same mentality applies here. If you're just generous with your friends and asking what they need and being supportive, then naturally that's going to come back to you. And if it doesn't, then you can take inventory of that and see if that's a connection that you want to keep in your life. Because I do think reciprocity is a really, really important component of a lasting, sustainable friendship.
Yeah. And being a giver is essentially what having a tribe, having a village is in a village. It's just everyone giving. And you don't know when the other person's going to give back. It just is going to hopefully naturally occur. But everyone says, oh, I want a village. Everyone needs that support of a village. But the part of it is that you have to be a giver. And I think most people understand that, but it's a good reminder that if you want to have all these people that are there and just that will support you, you have to also be the one that goes out and offers help without, like you said, expecting anything in return.
And I think it can be hard in our culture, which especially in the US, it's a very eye-centric culture and we're applauded for being busy. And actually, I'm going to hone in on that here for a second. When you go and hang out with someone, I feel like the first thing it's like, how are you? And so often I was guilty of this in the past. Oh my God, I've been so busy. Like as if that's such a great thing. And busy doesn't mean you're doing important things. Busy does not mean you're doing aligned things. Honestly, I kind of think busy is almost even more negative because it's like, do you not have time management skills? Why do you have so much on your plate that's making you so overwhelmed and stressed out? Do you not know how to have boundaries? Do you not know how to take time for yourself? Like all of those things, I'm starting to be like, oh, you're so, why are you so busy? Like for what? What are you distracting yourself from or running away from or adding to your plate that doesn't need to be there? Mm-hmm. So reframing that, like it's one thing to have an abundant life and to be like, oh my gosh, I've had so many cool experiences lately. That doesn't mean busy. I think busy is kind of mindless. So right when someone like asks you how you've been, maybe consider if there's like any other answer you could give beside busy, because it's like, what is someone really supposed to say to that? You know, so like say something fun that you've been doing or something that's lighting you up or yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And finally, number 10 of 10. Celebrate those small social wins. So every step towards your social wellness counts, whether it's going to an event alone, making a new friend, starting a small conversation at a restaurant, at a bar, at a coffee shop. Celebrate your efforts and stay patient because social wellness is about consistent small actions over time. And kind of along with this, make sure that when you're celebrating, you are keeping that positive mindset and the positive thinking. So instead of saying, I'm so lonely, I'll always be alone, no one understands me, let's reframe that and say, I'm attracting genuine connections with people who see me and value me for who I am.
And I want to wrap that up with saying, like, I think it's nice to keep those people in your network, like as acquaintances, yeah, and be on good terms. And it doesn't mean you need to like have a friendship breakup with this person, but just being like, oh, okay, this person goes in the acquaintance category. They're not someone I need to go deeper with, and leave it at that.
Absolutely. Another example, instead of saying, no one wants to be my friend, I feel invisible, say, I am worthy of deep, meaningful friendships and my people are finding their way to me. Basically just framing it as these opportunities are coming. It's not, I don't have this, I don't have that. It's like, no, I'm waiting. I'm being patient. I am going to get these things. I'm attracting them. I'm finding those people that I'm going to connect with very naturally, and they're coming to me effortlessly. Okay, there you have it, guys. That is our 10 ways of how to improve your social life, your social wellness in 2025. At the end of it all, make sure that you are expressing gratitude for those friendships you have, the people that are already showing up and supporting you in your life. Maybe send them a quick text. Say, thanks for being such a good friend. Write them a handwritten note. I feel like expressing that gratitude, even spiritually, is aligning you in a way that's going to bring even more fruitful friendships and keep blessing you with all these great people.
Amazing. Couldn't have said it better. Thank you guys for being here for another episode of our How to Thrive in 2025 series. We will link the episodes with Dr. Chelsea Shield in the show notes if you want to know more about like the psychology of social wellness. And she also talks about the 5 friends that you need in life. And it's fun to identify what type of friend you are. So thanks for hanging out with us today. And we will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.